Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Welcome back to another episode of Shenanigans with the ladies of the Strength of She. It's a mini episode. And we kick each episode off with an icebreaker. And so this icebreaker, I wanted to know, has anybody said that y'all look like a celebrity? And if so, which celebrity do y'all look like?
I've gotten that before. You know, a few times people said that, you know, y'all know that I really love Drake and I listen to him all the time. And so people said that I'm starting to look like him because my love for him. I'm just kidding. No,
I don't have time for this today.
People said that I've looked like Jennifer Hudson and Gabrielle Union. A little jokey joke in the, you know, to get to get the pot stirring. I love you.
Now we can't unhear that though. Now we can't unhear that you just said Drake.
Oh man.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, I have tears in my eyes. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm like, was it a girl in a video?
Yeah.
That gif I've been using all weekend. I'm like, I don't understand. I don't.
Oh my God. Oh,
wow. I don't think you look like Jennifer Hudson.
Well, that's what the people say. That's all. That's all I got.
You said, I know. The question was, what do they say?
Yeah.
Ooh, spicy.
Well, okay.
I don't get that a lot. I get that I look like somebody cousin and somebody so-and-so, and you sure you ain't this one girl? I'm positive I'm not that one girl. And so I get that a lot. But when I was younger, I used to get Gina a lot. And my mom used to get Gina a lot too. But that was about it. That was in my younger years. I was a little lighter.
I feel like I can kind of see that.
Why did Tyra just look at me?
Like for Martin?
My younger years. Tyler is shady.
No,
Tyler is shady today.
I didn't say that you said you look like that. No, I'm not. I didn't say who do you think you look like. I said who do people say you look like. Jenny said Drake. So anything could have been. You could have said anybody.
I said Jennifer.
You literally could have said anyone.
Stress.
I have heard really the only celebrity people say that I look like is Tia and Tamera, and really more so Tamera than Tia. Mm. I have got that, but that's about it.
I see some spots for that. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it just takes me back to that icebreaker from last episode. You know, what your other name is, mine, period.
You know, I actually, when I was listening to that episode, a name kind of came about, and I was like, you know, I think that, I feel like you could be like a Lauren, but like a L-O-R-E-N Lauren. Can y'all not see that? I don't know. I feel like you could look like a Lauren.
Sure. I'll take Lauren over what people was in my DM saying. Because y'all had some cutting up in my DMs talking about play along. You weren't playing along. And then they just started sending me names. I just don't like the harassment. And I don't feel like Jenny gets this type of treatment on this show. And, you know.
How you gonna point me out?
Because I'm gonna call podcast HR or something, because I'm tired of being harassed.
I'm giving the answers though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a team player in this. So, you know, my answers, even though maybe they, you know, may not be the right answers, but they're an answer.
Oh, so you trying to say I'm not a team player, Jenny?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what I took.
You give answers. I'm just saying what I'm doing. Huh?
She said they aren't good ones.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's literally what she said.
I mean, clearly my answers aren't either. I mean, I said I look like Drake. I'm a whole woman. He's a man.
Well, let's not get into that. Let's not even get into that fiasco. I don't want nobody coming after us for that either. I don't know.
I mean, they shouldn't have to come after us for that. They shouldn't. She is a woman and he is a man, and that's that.
Look at you.
That's that.
Woo! Great icebreaker.
Yikes! I didn't know the celebrity lookalike was gonna get feisty. Well, for our mini episode, you know, we're gonna keep it short because we have been working a lot.
Ooh, like what, Tyra? Drop it right now. Like what?
A lot of things going on. So first and foremost, we launched our She membership last week. I'm so excited because we have so many things in store for our She membership. So many opportunities, like you get to meet up with other members in the She community and us. You get discounted tickets to our events, which we do have one coming up. And we have a lot of events coming up this year. And, you know, you get a members-only portal access and Facebook members-only group. Plus, again, many other things for only $20 a month. So check out the She membership at thestrengthofshe.com/membership. But I wanted to talk this week about community and community building and creating your tribe, because you know that was a big part of why we created the She membership. And I wanted to talk about creating your village, but as an adult. We hear like it takes a village for children, but you never hear it referred to, you know, with adults. So I wanted to know, do you all feel like you have your village, and how did it become created?
I think so. And I mean, how did I create it? I think I ended up creating it out of necessity. Like just moving someplace to go to college where I didn't have a lot or any family. And, you know, just needing people to look out for me. But also, of course, just building connections and relationships naturally, like joined a sorority, and from that I met other people, and it just kind of ends up building for the most part. And I've tried to really create personal networks even within my professional ones, and so people that I've been able to meet at different jobs or at my current job that we just clicked and have been friends, then they've easily become a part of my community too. And even if I've left those places or whatever, then we stay connected.
I think for me, I think I'm still kind of building my tribe or my village. I feel like over the years, there's people that, you know, I've gained and different relationships that I've gained. But I think, you know, as I've gotten older, and just like there are some situations where, you know, people at this age may already have like an established village or tribe or friends or whatever. And so I feel like there are a lot of people who might not want new people, like, you know, in their village or whatever. So I feel like I'm still kind of building mine, because I didn't necessarily have that opportunity, you know, like in high school and things like that. So I feel like I'm still kind of creating what that looks like in those relationships.
I think for me, I definitely have my tribe. I think it is a combination of sorority sisters and friends from college. And a lot of times those groups can intertwine. And I know for some people that's not always the case, but I can appreciate that I still have, you know, friends from, we've been out of college for like over a decade, which sounds crazy, but it feels good to have, you know, those established friendships that started off in college from just being social and hanging out and being able to do life changes with each other. I think we talked about this recently, like with our, we're talking about like sisterhood and stuff like that in a previous episode, but it's not always sisters either. It's like guy friends as well that are part of my tribe that are even, you know, they are equally as beneficial to my life and equally as appreciated in my life because they are there for me in the same capacity, you know.
I think I have a question kind of stemming off Jenny's answer. Do you feel like there's a misconception about like how big your tribe has to be considered a tribe?
Me personally, or are you talking about?
I'm just saying, just in general, just us in general, but your answer made me think about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, kind of. I think so. I think that, and then I think for me, specifically, I think how deep those relationships are. Like, I've always been a type of person where, you know, I want like deep connections with people that I do have in my life. And so, not to say that I don't consider people who I have kind of like a surface level relationship with still part of my tribe. I think over the years, like, I've opened my mind to the fact that, okay, even though I might not, you know, have a really deep relationship with this person, they are still, you know, there's levels to it. But yeah, I mean, I think for some people there are, but I think for me, I think there's more so a thought of like, okay, how deep do these relationships have to be in order for them to be considered, you know, people that's part of your village.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I think the type of deepness I'm talking about where it's like a situation where, like, you know, I can call somebody and they're not wondering like, okay, why, like, I wonder why this person is calling me, you know, or is something going on, or like, you can just pull up and I can just pull up over your place and it's just like, cool, like those type of deep, you know, connections. Or yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that most of my friendships have started in like a social setting capacity. So it's either we see each other a lot at the same spaces and then we became cool, or, you know, one of my friends was having something like at their house. Another person was there. Mm-hmm. They invite this person. We ended up over time becoming cool. But like all of my best friends, I think I met them at a party at some point. Like, no lie. And then, like you said, over time, we just became close. But I also realized that in order for people to get deep with me, I have to get deep with them. And I realized that, like, people aren't gonna naturally just want to open up unless I, you know, reveal the veil as well. So I think that has kind of helped deepen a lot of my relationships with some of my friends that I met in those like social settings and those social capacities. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that. I'll even use Jenny as an example. Like, I've known Jenny for years. We both have. It's probably the same amount of time, if not a little bit more or less. But and of course we started doing She together. And like, while we knew what each other had going on, I think over the last few years, I've told myself, because I wanted you to feel like you were a part of my life too, I've tried to intentionally reach out to you randomly, you know, about and talk about something else that's not related to the business, or, you know, that's not related to what we're doing, so that, you know, like, if anything's going on in your life, you can always call me. You know, it doesn't have to be,
you know, just about this. And so I've tried to, I think a few years ago, or maybe more or less recently, tried to go through a few different connections and try to be a little bit more intentional about nourishing, I think, that deepness. That to your point, Tyra, is like, if you don't do it with them, like, then they don't know that that's what the type of relationship that you're looking for, you know, with that person.
I think one thing that I feel like I've struggled with, well, not even more recently, but just like, you know, before going to college or even being in college, just like some personal things, which I mean, y'all already know about. And I think a lot of people might also experience, you know, the same feeling of like, you know, having personal things going on and then also trying to like navigate friendships. And so I feel like more so recently, you know, I've opened up, and you know, I want to have those connections with people, you know, y'all know, like I always want people to feel included and, you know, in things and stuff like that. So I think one thing about having, one thing about having this membership is like, I just want people to feel like included and know that, you know, even if you are like 30, like you still have, y'all need to stop. Like you still have like a place and like you can create those relationships, like regardless if you don't have like, you know, high school friends and like college friends, like it's not late for you to still build on those relationships.
Oh, yeah. We gonna crown every episode this month. Oh, that's beautiful though.
Yeah.
I do love that Jenny always is like, what about the other person? Jenny is always about Jenny. Cause you know, I think I always agree with Jenny and I love her point that she's like, people see us and they see success, which is a beautiful thing, but not everybody may feel like they can connect with us, so they may shy away from doing she activities. And it's like, we are real people. Like we are real people. And yes, we want to glorify the beautiful things that are going on in our lives. We want to glorify those successes. I mean, you hear my kid in the background, she yelling right now. Like, this is just life. Like, so you don't have to be a mom to be a part of She. You don't have to have your career figured out. Yeah. Life is long. You may switch up what you want to do. You may have issues trying to figure out what you want in a relationship. You may have issues figuring out, you know, what even the right partner for you looks like. Even if you have issues like creating friends as an adult, because that can be hard. This is why we created this membership. This is why we have events, you know, because we want to help people just create that community. We want to create it for people. We want to give people a break from life and help you enjoy your life as well. So I love when
Jenny's like, okay, always like, but what if somebody come and they by themselves? What if somebody come and they don't know nobody? And I'm like, but that's what we're here for. And you know, we always go back to that, because if anybody is by themselves, you know, at an event with us or that we're hosting, or it's like, oh, okay, well, where are you from? You know, we're going to engage with you. And if we hear a connection, we're going to connect you to somebody else, because just because you come alone, that don't mean you got to leave alone, you know, or feel by yourself. And so you should be able to feel like you can come into a room and make a connection as yourself. And you don't have to be anything else but yourself. Like, I think some women have shied away too, to Tyra's point of, you know, coming to things because they're like, oh, I don't own a business. You know, I'm not trying to create anything, or I don't have this and this and that going on. And you shouldn't. That's not what our community is about. Our community is just for women in general. And so I love that about us. I love that we, as Jenny felt about that, like she truly feels in our mission. That is ingrained in her and how she truly feels, like we are creating a space for that, which is beautiful. And so many people I've become friends with because they've been down and they be like, you from Shenanigans? Girl, listen to your episodes. So that's how I met Sheena. Me and Sheena was working out at the gym and she's like, you're from Shenanigans, right? And I was like, what? Because that blows my mind that somebody would ever ask me that. But like, and ever since, we've been cool. And so we've been able to make friends and make connections through the things that we do. And so we just find so much importance in that, because life is so hard already. At least we can have somebody to go along and do it with, and have somebody to talk to. So yeah, I love that about what we have created and what we're going to continue to create.
Me too.
I'm very excited for the year. Well, it's a mini.
All right. Well, I guess that's on me to wrap it up with a sheepspiration. Yeah.
I think so. My kid in the background, like, I know it.
Just thinking about what we are wanting to focus on this year, and like, you know, our thing being like the It Girl, one thing that I think about, which I've thought about even before this year, it's like, you know, when you're working on trying to become a better person, or becoming the person that you want to become, you know, finding the career for you, or whatever it is that you have set out for yourself, like, you know, I want you to ask yourself one question, is like, you know, what if it all works out? And so just thinking about that, you know, and being intentional about, you know, focusing on the positives of it, and not thinking about, you know, failing in it, and just, you know, ask yourself and relieve yourself of the pressure of, you know, what's next, or not knowing what's to come, is just ask yourself, what if it all works out for you?
I love that. And I think like that's something we have to continue to tell ourselves too. So thanks, Jenny, for that sheepspiration.
You're welcome.
Well, what another wonderful, tiny but impactful episode.
We're an emotional mess. I don't know if it's like the change of the seasons, our cycles have changed. Because we just keep freaking crying.
Well, if you want to join the She membership, we would love to have y'all. We really would. Go to our website. If you want to hear more about Jenny's sex magic, you want to become a member of She, okay? Because the episodes, they're going to be good. Yeah. If you want those types of episodes, join our She membership. Again, so many other benefits as well. But also, our first event that we are having, I'm so excited about it. It's the It Girl Brunch. It is Sunday, April 30th from 12 to 2 at Cohatch and Carmel. We have Kristen Lampkin, the HR guru. She's going to come and talk to us about how to advance our careers, how to get our resumes intact. Just, you know, get us prepared for all things career related. We're going to have some great brunch food. We're going to have a good time just connecting with each other. The tickets are on sale now.
That's why you can.
At our website. You want to get those. Want to get those early girl. Those early girl tickets while you can, because they're going to go fast. And, you know, if you're a member, you get discounted tickets to our event. So you want to grab that membership and then go ahead and get our tickets.
Yes. We're going to see you at the It Girl Brunch.
Follow us at Shenanigans_pod. Listen to us on all the platforms.
She's pissed. We got to go. Go follow us. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And we love y'all. Bye.